This is William Hill Racing Radio.
The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. I'm Andy Holding, taking a look at Galway's 7-race card on this Sunday, October the 30th, where the current going at time of recording is good to yielding on the hurdle course and slightly softer on the chase course where it's yielding there. A little bit of light rain throughout the day, but conditions are expected to pretty much stay on a level playing field throughout the rest of the afternoon. As ever, Galway decent at fields being assembled here. Quite competitive handicaps later on in the day, rather spice up the afternoon quality-wise. But all in all, a decent punting card and one or two nice prospects as well going into the rest of the season. And we'll begin with the 110, which is a maiden hurdle over the extended 2 miles. And all the rage here is going to be Canalee from the Gordon Elliott stable. Of course, it's quite difficult to get a handle on this horse's form. Winning, of course, in France on her four separate occasions. But the fact that JP McManus has acquired this horse suggests to me that JP is obviously dipping his toe into this kind of category this season. The mares and fillies hurdles over in Ireland are often dominated by Willie Mullins. But Gordon Elliott in recent years has begun to make some kind of inroads into Mr. Mullins. And this filly should make up into a decent prospect after leaving the Alan Cotill stable for a tidy sum. Of the others, well, a lot of them have been slightly disappointing so far in bumpers and over hurdles today. Probably the pick of them is Presenting Percy, albeit she was slightly disappointing the other day when well beaten on her hurdling debut at this track. But prior to that, she'd finished second behind Battleford at the Punchestown Festival in 2016, so she's obviously got to be respected to a certain degree. But all eyes here on Canalee, and she should make a winning debut.
Race 2.
On to the second race then, the 145, and this is a novice's chase over 2 miles and 2 furlongs. Obviously, you've got to jump really well here. And so far today, Killarney Court has already proven that he's a fairly useful sort over the larger obstacles. He's had 4 chase runs, and 2 of them have been victorious, including last time out at Tipperary in a decent novice's event, where he lowered the colours of the very strongly fancied King's Wharf from the William Mullins stable. He's also got some good form around sort of tight right-handed tracks, and he has got some good form here at Galway as well, over hurdles when he finished third to a Fat Cat back in 2015. So he's probably the one to beat on all known form. But I do quite like Maris Morris's Just Cause of a horse. He's a typical Giggingstown operator in the sense that he's come from the point-to-point fields, and chasing is always going to be his game. He had a decent season last year over hurdles, culminating in a victory at the Fairy House at 2-day Easter Festival. And then on his chasing debut, on his return this season, he chased down the very useful Lieutenant Colonel down in Garran. The two of them went hell for leather in the latter stage of that race. And although Gordon Elliott's horse charge came out on top, I thought Just Cause did himself a power of good back in second. He was only beaten a length and a half, and there was 25 lengths back to the third. He looked to be a fairly sound jumper on that occasion. And with the scope and potential to improve even further as time goes on, I'd expect this proper chasing type Just Cause to make a big impact here this afternoon in the 145.
Race number 3.
On to race number 3 then, and this is the first of the competitive handicaps, which comes up at 220. Quite a few that can be fancied here. They're coming in reasonably good order, such as Show and Go, Mick the Jiver and Kilcree. But the one I quite like here is Rokshandy, from the Patrick Neville stable. Doesn't win very often, but often pops up here every now and again. And this also showed that he was about to bounce back to his very best form when finishing second the other day at Thurles, been a horse called Shoeban. Now, the feature of that race was that the winner, and indeed Rokshandy, amazingly ran the last circuit quicker than Mouse Morris's crack Grade 1 winning hurdler. Alfa Di Zobo, who's having its second start over fences. So the fact that they outstripped a Grade 1 horse in the field, or in potential over fences, suggests to me that that handicap down in Thurles the other day was a very, very strong one of its kind. And if you go back to this horse's previous run, he'd also run quite well behind Erin Nikaska over this course and distance as well. So obviously he set himself up quite nicely for a big performance here this afternoon, not only with his track knowledge but on the speed figures as well. The fact that he races virtually off the same mark, he's got similar conditions to what he faced last time out, all adds up for Rokshande, around about 6-1 this morning, to run a huge race there in that competitive handicap chase.
Race 4.
On to the 250 then, which is a maiden hurdle, and there's quite a few chosen sorts here hoping to make a splash on their hurdling debut. One or two particularly potential prospects such as Potter's Cross, Valgor de Ronceret, those are the two that spring to mind. And the former Potter's Cross, of course, is having its first run for the Gordon Elliott stable previously with Willie Mullins. Now, he's been a bit, little bit disappointing, I have to say, in his last two runs, albeit he's been in very strong company over hurdles behind the likes of Woodland Opera and Jet. But there's every chance that this horse, I think, will improve, A, for the change in stable, perhaps. But more importantly, I think the better ground's going to suit this horse this afternoon, because he's just looked a little bit laboured in his last two runs on heavy ground. But if you take that run when he beat Don't Touch It in a bumper back at Punchestown in 2015, then he's obviously a horse of some repute. He's looked a proper chasing type as well in future, so it's pretty obvious to me that this horse is going to improve as the years go on. He is going to be in a bit of a short price here this morning, but generally speaking, Gordon Elliott has been cleaning up in these main hurdles with this kind of runner. So Potter's Point should get off the mark at the third time of asking over hurdles.
Race 5.
On to race 5 then, and this is one of the big betting races of the afternoon here at Galway. It comes up in the shape of the 2 mile handicap hurdle. Copy That, of course, won this race last year. He's got to be feared. But the fact that he hasn't run for 187 days just puts a little bit of gloss off his chances in my estimation. Whereas a horse that finished down the field that day, Morga, is a much more reliable proposition, considering that she's been in fantastic form on the flat of late. If you look at Desmond McDonough's mare's recent runs, she won a very competitive handicap at the Curra three starts ago, beating, of course, Kiona Nog, who's gone on to frank the form with a subsequent win at Navan. Also, Sister Blandini, who was third in that particular race, went on to win next time out at Ney. So that form couldn't be any better. So much so that this mare herself went to Galway on its next start and chased down the very useful Dermot well-trained horse El Mila in a listed race. So she's obviously got good form here at this track. And if you go back to the Galway Festival, she was fourth beyond subsequent Ebor hero Heartbreak City in a bit of a wild finish on that particular occasion. So she's obviously got every opportunity, given her recent form, of running a huge race here this afternoon. So in summary, Morga, with a decent flat form in listed company assured, and the fact that she goes well around this track, leads me to believe that she's a reasonable each way investment this morning, around about 6-1.
Race number 6.
On to the penultimate contest then, the 3.55, again another very competitive handicap hurdle over 2 miles two, and the standout performer for me in this particular contest is the top weight trained by Gordon Elliott, and that is Orchard Road, who got his just rewards for a series of fine placed efforts by being victorious of the day at Clonmel. Now, the feature of that race at Clonmel was the fact that it was an ultra-competitive race, which saw plenty of course and distance performers all in the lineup, such as Omega Springs, who finished second, Solar Heat, and Kiera Royale. And the fact that this horse managed to dispose of those individuals in fairly ready fashion suggests to me that he's right on top of his game at the moment. Obviously, he's got a penalty for winning the other day, but Gordon Elliott, shrewd as he is, has booked the very, very useful conditional Chris Timmons to take off £5 from this horse, burdened with 12 stone two. He'll go on the ground, and of course the fact that he's gone round Clonmel as well, which is a very up and hill and down dale track, suggests to me that he'll have no problems handling the gradients here of Ballybrick this afternoon. So despite his top weight, I like the inform Orchard Road to run a big race there in the 3.55.
And the final race.
Mm-hmm. On to the final contest then, and all eyes here are going to be on Champagne Classic from the Gordon Elliott stable. Gordon has made a terrific start to his campaign this season, and these races really have been very much his bag. And given that this horse went for a very tidy sum since winning a point-to-point back in 2015, we have to obviously respect his claims here. I think he went for 100,000 euros, but that's a tidy sum in anyone's market. The fact that he hasn't run since 2015 and he's been sort of walking his box subsequently suggests to me that he's had one or two issues, but hopefully those have been ironed out, and knowing Gordon, no stone will be unturned there. Of the others, well, quite a few of these have been fairly disappointing so far to date in bumpers up to now, and that's Joey Sasser and Just Call Me Selfie. Those two have looked very one-paced in their particular races. So if you're looking for an each-way alternative to the favourite, then look no further than Palmabad from the John Queeley stable. He finished fourth in a decent hurdle race on his only start so far today, behind Dermot Wells' very useful Vigil. And a repeat of that performance should see him in the frame this afternoon. But the selection has to be the favourite here from the Gordon Elliott stable, Champagne Classic. Thanks very much for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast, and hopefully we'll be with you again on Friday, where we're going to be covering the evening card from Dundalk, so please do tune in for that.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.